This is the city, Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Ross reporting on a Wednesday as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include a harassment on North Hamilton. RP called and wanted to report a male on a motorcycle who is said to be harassing him. He was following him around and flipped him off. The individual was wearing a black veteran hat and sleeveless gray shirts and pants. The man on the motorcycle stopped following him around Coulter, unknown direction of travel. Reporting party came into the law enforcement center, and an officer responded to speak with him. RP said he didn't want to speak with the officer and then left. Another officer called the reporting party and left a message, disposition completed. So he went all the way to law enforcement center to talk to a cop, and a cop came out and says, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
Then packed up and left. So
little different.
Yeah. A probation violation, Avenue H, received report of a male who had been drinking and driving a blue Suzuki on Division Street, heading toward the college. Drinking at the college. Officers responded, made contact with both the driver and the reporting party. Case under investigation. Disposition, see case. So, don't know what that means. So, probation violation, East 14th, received report of a probation violation. Officers responded after an investigation. 49-year-old arrested, transported to the Park County Detention Center. This at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it's drinking time. So,
and thank you, helper.
Yeah. Animal stray was 7th. A brown and white female basset hound running at large. Reporting party brought the dog to the law enforcement center. Officers responded. Brought the dog to the shelter. So the way officers responded, they came out of the office.
Yeah.
Yeah, and went into the lobby. The owner called, advised, that's my dog. Yeah. Officers went back, met her at the shelter to return her dog. Officers issued a warning for dog running at large, disposition, warning issued. So, yeah, the dog got all over the place, running at large through the neighborhood, Tower Boulevard. Got to go to law enforcement center, got to go to the shelter, and then back home, and got probably a treat. Domestic at the fairgrounds, received a report of a male and female screaming at each other. Officers responded, attempt to make contact. One individual left, the other individual would not open the door. Officers attempted to contact a third individual involved. That individual called back and spoke with an officer. He advised, it was only verbal, disposition complete. So there was a third person yelling.
So, this fight's so big, we got to do it in the grandstand.
Yeah. Domestic, Tower Boulevard, received report of received multiple 911 calls with various reports. One report backed up cars and someone lying in a ditch. Yeah. A report of an altercation. And a report of a domestic. Officers responded, case under investigation, disposition, see case. So Tower Boulevard is the place to be. Right?
Gosh, I guess. Yeah. Lots of activity.
Yeah. Disturbance, East South, received report of loud music playing for several hours. Officers responded, stated that they had turned it down. Disposition completed. Prowler, East Monroe. Received report of a male banging on the individual reporting party's door. That's not a prowler.
Prowlers.
How are you prowling when you're banging on a door?
That's more of a breaking and entering error.
Yeah. Reporting party had called another individual to come over. The individual spoke with the male, and he appears to be intoxicated, said he was looking for another address. The male left toward Jones Street wearing short-sleeve shirt and jeans. Officers responded, contacted the individual. They advised that he accidentally got the wrong house. Everything's okay. Disposition completed. 1:58 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
Banging on the door.
The banging on the door hour. Yeah. And, yeah, that's what I like to do. If I'm not sure, I just bang on every door till I find the right place.
That's especially at 2 in the morning.
Yeah. What could go wrong?
Suspicious activity, North Bernard, female, gray sweatshirt, walking down the street, looking behind her, then all of a sudden took off running. Reporting party didn't see anyone else in the area. Officers were spotted, checked the area, didn't locate anyone. Disposition gone on arrival. Just took off running, Ross.
Well, yeah.
And then, well, I'm calling the police then. So
maybe her past was about to catch up with her.
Who knows? Or maybe she figured she was late.
You know? That could be it, too.
It's 2 a.m., so... domestic, West First, received a report of a domestic disturbance. Officers spotted. After speaking with everyone involved, it was determined to be verbal. The party separated for the night. This at 1:22 in the afternoon.
Huh.
So, not quite usually the domestic time, but anything goes during COVID times, right? Anything. Let's see. Warrant service attempt. Sal Jones, 22-year-old female out of Powell, arrested on a Cody Municipal Warrant. She was able to post bond, was released. Couldn't hide out in Powell. So, who knows? The long arm of the law.
The not-so-long arm.
Yeah.
He got to Powell and said, that's far enough.
Yeah, it's more like an alligator arm of the law. Theft, South Bernard, received report of theft from a boat. The case is under investigation, disposition. See report. So you can take off. People load up their boats with all kinds of things.
Yeah, and they're not. That stuff isn't cheap either.
No. So you got life jackets. You've got skis. You got a cooler of beer. You know?
Well,
boat. Oh, maybe a fishing pole.
The,
I guess
the cooler is usually in a transitory state.
Yeah.
So
theft North Bent, received report theft of a bike. Case under investigation. There's gold in them there bikes nowadays.
I guess so.
Yeah. Theft, East 7th, RP called law enforcement, advised they believe their purse may have been stolen. The officer responded, reported that they had located their purse. Disposition unfound. There it was. It was on the table.
When my wallet is gone, I don't automatically assume that it's been
stolen.
Because I know that it's me being a bonehead and putting it someplace. And
traffic complaint, South Jones received a complaint of a silver older car that constantly speeds out of Queens Boulevard onto Jones. There was also a report, another truck does this too. Extra patrol requested, dispatch handle. You'll get those two people were doing 26 in a 25. Harassment, West 3rd, report of harassment. Officer spoke with all parties involved. They were advised to not contact each other anymore.
What?
Yeah, no more friends on Facebook, no Christmas cards, nothing. No, just do not contact each other.
So
theft, Wood Street, received a report of theft. Wasn't wood either. Case under investigation. Disturbance, Cattenhorn, received a report from a resident who heard two gunshots. Officers checked the area. They spoke with a male citizen in the area who said it came from the northwest in the county. No more sounds were heard. Citizen thought someone may have just been moving the birds along. Disposition completed. What you doing, Bob? I'm going to move the birds along. Better bring your shotgun.
Watch me shoo these birds.
Yeah, here we go. I'm moving them along. So, suspicious activity. North Clark, small baggie with a white substance found in the dryer of the laundromat. Us responded, test the substance, not drugs. Disposition completed. So.
See, now, if I found a baggie of white powder at the laundromat, my first thought might be soap.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Yeah.
That's just me. But.
Yeah, but...
That's drugs!
It wasn't drugs, so a calm emitted out of the laundromat after that. Traffic complaint, North Bernard, complaint of a motorcycle driving around the area and being loud. The officer responded, didn't see or hear anything, gone on arrival. A motorcycle being loud, Ross.
Huh.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah, let's fill in with Cody real quick. Have an animal call. 23rd Street, large buck with a volleyball net and a lawn chair recliner on its antlers.
Homer the deer. Yeah. He says doe.
He's got everything. Miscellaneous assistance, 29th Street. RP would like speaking to an officer about regulations on having roosters. Disposition. Assistance given. I don't know. I don't think you can have him in Cody.
Not so sure, but
you can't have him in Powell. I know that. So, suspicious activity, Dairy Queen, male sitting in the middle of the street in the turn lane. And another individual attempting to walk through the drive-thru. They were driving together in a Winnebago. Disposition, unable to locate. Okay, we will park the Winnebago. You go walk through the drive-thru. I'll sit in the middle of the street. Okay. Get me a dilly bar. Okay.
Two dillies, please. They sound like a couple of dillies.
Drug-related, occurring in Cody, RP said the listed male made a drug run to Salt Lake to get meth. Should be back tonight. New position, informational. Thank you.
We're all going to party around midnight or so. Come on over.
Property damage, Walmart. RP wants to talk to an officer about some property damage and possible shoplifting. Disposition, assistance given. Shoplifting at Walmart. That's starting.
That's original.
Intoxicated subject, Holiday Inn. Intoxicated male passed out on the west side of the building. Disposition, assistance given. He just about made it.
I can see the hotel.
He was this close.
30 feet from his room.
Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where on Wednesdays, Tim's in charge of moving the birds along over at Aldridge's. So ask him about that. Anyway, appreciate Powell Police and Cody Police for today's Police Blotter Report.